So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could make the musical Cats into a movie.
That's a recognizable property, so I'm all ears.
Well, I'm mostly not ears, I just have the two.
Right. So tell me about this thing, I don't know anything about the musical.
Well, the movie's gonna start and we're gonna meet this cat named Victoria.
So far, so good, there's already a cat in the movie.
Yeah, and so she gets abandoned in an alley and gets surrounded by a bunch of other cats.
Even better, more cats, get them in here.
And so they start singing Jellicle songs for Jellicle cats.
Jellicle?
Exactly, the song goes like, because Jellicles can and Jellicles do and Jellicles can.
Right, but what does Jellicle mean though?
Jellicles, they can and they do, so they do and they can, they're Jellicles.
Is it like short for angelical, like angelic or something?
No, it's just a Jellicle.
You're just gonna keep saying the word Jellicle over and over again with no explanation?
That's right, we're just gonna keep saying the made up word Jellicle and not provide any context or explanation.
Oh, very confusing.
At one point in the movie, one of the cats is gonna tell another cat, you truly are a Jellicle cat.
Wow, well that sounds like a nice moment, or a completely neutral one, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wow.
So then we're gonna find out that all these cats are competing for a prize because there's a Jellicle moon.
Oh, so the moon is Jellicle too now?
Of course the moon is Jellicle.
I just wish you could provide literally any explanation.
Well, I'm not gonna. The moon is Jellicle, and you're gonna have to deal with that.
Fair enough. So what's this prize that they're competing for?
Death.
Oh my god.
The sweet release of death, so they can be reincarnated and start a new life.
That's extremely dark. All these cats wanna die?
Oh, they would just love to die, yeah, for sure.
So what's like the plot of the movie?
Well, we're gonna introduce some cats, right?
Right, okay.
So, you know, that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's it. We're introducing cats.
Exactly. A cat will show up and sing about its one defining trait and then disappear for the rest of the movie.
And that's how the actual Cats musical is?
Pretty much.
You know, it sounds like that's not gonna translate super well to the big screen. Like, maybe it exists in the right medium right now and we don't have to try to squeeze a movie out of it. We could just let the art be.
The musical made $4 billion.
I mean, we have to try to squeeze a movie out of that for sure.
I thought so too.
So what kind of cats are we gonna meet?
Well, there's this one fat cat named Bustopher Jones, right?
Right.
And he's gonna sing a song about how he's fat and his name is Bustopher Jones.
And that's it?
That's it. Plus he's gonna get hit in the groin a couple times.
That is comedic.
It certainly is, sir. I also thought we could get Jason Derulo to play one of the cats.
Okay, but he's gonna want to modify the lyrics a bit.
You think?
Yeah, he's gonna want to say Jason Derulo out loud for sure.
Oh yeah, that guy loves saying his own name. We're gonna have to fight him on that, I think.
What are some of the other cats?
Well, there's this other large cat named Jenny Anydots.
And what's her deal?
She has some mice slaves that she forces to dance and they have the faces of human children.
Oh my god.
She also eats a bunch of cockroaches with human faces that all scream for their lives as they're being devoured.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it'll be slightly horrifying for sure, yeah.
And what about the actual cats? Are we gonna make them horrifying too?
Oh, absolutely. They're gonna look like if Snapchat filters came to life and had an extreme thirst for blood.
Oh, cats with haunting faces are tight.
They sure are, sir. And let me tell you, all these cats are gonna move their shoulders like this the whole time.
Wow, okay, what's that about?
Oh, these are seductive shoulder movements.
Oh, you're saying that's like an attractive thing that you're doing right now.
Yeah, there's definitely an unspoken seduction thing going on with, you know, every cat.
Yikes.
They're gonna rub themselves on each other, their tails are gonna twitch, they're gonna come close to kissing a couple times.
I feel just so very uncomfortable.
Anyway, we're also gonna meet an old lady cat, and her name is Old Deuteronomy.
I've never owned a cat, but I assume that's a pretty standard name for one.
So Deuteronomy runs this thing called the Jellicle Ball, and she chooses which cat's gonna be reborn.
Sure, I mean, most of the things in that sentence were real words, so no complaints here.
But there's also a mean cat you should know about.
Uh-oh, a mean cat, huh? What's his normal name?
Well, his name's McCavity. And he wants to be chosen as the cat that's reborn.
Why?
Because.
That works, so what does he do?
Well, he uses his magic to cheat.
Oh, this cat is magic.
Yeah, this cat is magic. So he teleports some cats onto like a boat barge thing so they can't compete anymore.
A very bad cat.
A very bad cat. So at the end of the Jellicle Ball, he's like the only candidate left. So he's like, Deuteronomy, choose me for death.
Which is a normal thing to want.
Now you're getting it.
I'm not, no.
So Deuteronomy is like, I will never choose you as the Jellicle cat. Get out. Out of here, you stupid.
Wow, sure, okay.
So then McCavity teleports her to the barge too.
You'd think since this cat is magic and powerful, he would like his life and not want to be reborn.
Well, he doesn't like it for some reason.
Well, okay then. So is it gonna be hard to get the cats back from the barge?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, there's another magic cat and his name is Mr. Mistopheles. He's a good guy.
Oh, the cat's a magician.
He's a magician. So he uses actual magic to solve the one problem that's arisen this whole movie.
Wow, well thank God certain cats are magic.
magic.
Yeah, it's extremely helpful for the story, for sure.
So who does the old cat choose to be welcomed by the sweet embrace of death?
Oh, well, there's this other cat named Grizabella.
Okay.
And the whole movie, she just wants to be part of the gang, but everybody's really mean to her.
Like all the good guy cats.
Everybody except Victoria. So then Grizabella sings everybody a song about memories, and she's so emotional that like half a gallon of snot pours from her nose to her mouth.
Oh, it sounds distracting.
Oh, it will be.
Wow.
And so all the other cats are like, well, wow, that was a great song, and they finally accept her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So then it's time for her to die.
Oh, right, oh my god.
Yeah, she's been jellically chosen at the Jellicle Ball under the Jellicle Moon.
So she's finally accepted by the other cats and gets the life she wanted, and the reward for that is dying and getting a new life?
That's right. So they shove her in a chandelier that's also a hot air balloon, and she flies up into the sun to her impending doom.
Wow, okay, I don't understand any of this.
And then old Deuteronomy stares into the camera and speaks to the audience for 3 minutes straight.
Why does she do that?
Well, she's like, now you understand cats.
I truly don't. I've never been more confused in my life.
She also says cats are not dogs.
I mean, are they though? I don't know anything anymore.
Oh, that is such a Jellicle thing to say.
Is it? I feel completely insane. I've lost my sanity. It's gone.
Jellicle, Jellicle, Jellicle.
What is that word? What is it?
So what do you think of the movie, sir?
Well, to be completely honest, it all sounds extremely Jellicle.
Oh, I agree.
Wait, did I just say Jellicle? Why'd I say Jellicle?
The Jellicle hypnosis has taken effect.
Oh man, why do I feel so Jellicle right now?
I need like 100 million Jellicle dollars to make this Jellicle movie, okay?
Sounds Jellicle to me. Do you think we'll make that Jellicle money back?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button. I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.